This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. Dating is complicated enough when you can meet face-to-face. When you're social isolating, there is a whole new set of challenges. Lisa Bonos writes about building and maintaining relationships for The Washington Post, and she is here now to answer your questions about love and romance. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Oh, Lisa Bonos, do we have you there? Okay, I think there's a bit of a delay on the line.
Yes,
first, are you hearing from people that they are dating right now, or are they just holding off while they're on lockdown?
I'm hearing both. Definitely people are out there dating. Dating apps are reporting a lot of extra volume of people swiping and trying to connect virtually.
Okay, sounds like your line is breaking up a little bit, but people are dating, mm-hmm. they are swiping, they are trying to connect virtually. A lot of people started relationships before the pandemic hit, and so they might have moved past the kind of early casual dating phase, but they don't necessarily live together yet. That's the case for Rachel Best, and she is on the line with us now. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
How are you navigating this?
Well, it's been a bit of a challenge, but Ben, my gentleman friend, and I have been trying to sort of attack it from a perspective of virtual dates and trying to stay with each other. We are about an hour away. He lives in Milwaukee. I live in Madison. So we were prepared to be distant dating anyways. But how we've had to up it is we started doing virtual dates, dinner and a movie.
I can't. Things are cutting in and out.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah, where we actually have to dress up, and I actually did my makeup and showered and shaved my legs and did things that you would do normally for, that you would do normally for a date, just to feel like you're still giving care to somebody and attention and not just settling. So that's been working really well, and we get the same type of cuisine, and with FaceTime, we just look like we're almost seated at the same table, and that's been working well.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear it's working well, given that we've got an expert with us, Lisa Bonos. I want to know whether you have any questions for her. But first, given that it's been more than a month, does it feel like this is getting old, or can you continue the kind of virtual social distance dates for as long as this might go on, do you think?
I mean, we've talked about it, and we're going to keep it up. We're glad we have each other to hang on to, I guess, and during this time period. It's a little awkward. I think that even if we had met even a month or two later, it would have been a more difficult thing to navigate, and maybe we would just given up. But excuse me. But yeah, I think this week especially, it feels a little bit harder. I'm starting to miss him a lot. Mm.
Okay, so what question do you have for our expert Lisa Bonos, who's with us?
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of things like the virtual dates and writing letters and phone calls and texts, but I'm just missing human contact with him, and I don't know if there's a way to replace that actual human touch, something that can engage the more intimate side of things without feeling like pen pals.
Lisa, what would you say to that?
Well, first of all, it's great that you're trying so many different avenues, the letters and phone calls and all of that. I love that. Would it be okay? Could you maybe drive to see each other and then sit in a park 6 feet apart with masks on? And that might feel at least a little bit more human than talking over a screen.
Yeah, I think it might come down to that at some point. You know, I'm trying to stay off the roads and, you know, do the safer at home thing. But at the same time, just being cognizant of my social and mental well-being as well. I think it
seems like, especially as the weather warms up, it might be easier to find those places where you can be together, but not, you know, too close together. For how. Well, Rachel, thanks for sharing your story with us. I appreciate it. Let's go to another listener question. Jessica in California asked how she can move things forward while these dates are mostly virtual.
I have been talking to a few different men online, and it has been really challenging to navigate, quote, dating when we can't meet in person. Do you have any advice or tips on how to go to that next level when we can't really meet in person?
Lisa, have you got any advice or tips there?
Sure. I mean, you can vary it up by playing games or watching movies together. I get that that's not necessarily next level, but it's something else that you could do. You could also try a little virtual sex or sexting if that's something you feel comfortable with. A lot of experts are saying that they're seeing people try these things for the first time because it's sort of their only option right now, and that some of the taboos around those things could be removed.
Good suggestions. This next question is something that none of our listeners wanted to put a name to for understandable reasons, but can you give people advice on how to end a relationship right now? What's the best way to break up when you can't actually tell the person to their face?
You can still tell the person over Zoom or FaceTime. I mean, I think, or over the phone, definitely have the conversation. Don't avoid it, because this is especially a time where if you don't hear from someone, you could worry, are they dead? You know, are they crazily ill?
Wow.
And you at least want to know, right, that the person's okay and this is what's going on.
Okay, so it's a good idea not to break up by text, but you definitely shouldn't just ghost a person because they might actually think your health has been severely compromised.
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa Bonos, thanks for the relationship advice. She writes about dating and relationships at the Washington Post. We appreciate you spending part of your Friday night here with us.
Thanks for having me.
My name is Janet Seeley. Here's what's giving me joy throughout this, and it's howling in our neighborhood or maybe our whole city at 8 o'clock in the evening. This goes on for 5 or 10 minutes. It's joyful, I think, for all of us.
Hi, I'm Vince from Cleveland, Ohio. I would say the good that came out of it is that I realized that I can be in the same house with my wife for a long period of time without either one of us going to jail. So that's been great. We've gotten along actually very good.
My name is Melissa, and I live in Alexandria, Virginia. I have been getting back into knitting and painting. I am in the middle of a new knitting project and broken out my acrylic.
My name is Brittany Weaver, and I am a full-time college student. I just think that there's so much doom and gloom happening right now that the biggest act of kindness you can give yourself or you can give someone else is to just meet them where they're at and love well during this, because that's what we all ultimately want and need, is to be loved.
Amen to that. A big thank you to Brittany and all of our listeners. Today's show was edited by Barry Hardiman, Monica Statieva, Eric Maripodi, Dahlia Mortada, Dave Blanchard, and Peter Granitz. It was produced by Lauren McGaughey, Milton Gavada, Caroline Kelly, Jeffrey Pierre, Mia Venkat, Soraya Mohammed, and Will Jarvis. Christina Kalla is our show director. Our technical director is Neil Tivolt, with engineering support by James Willits and Natasha Branch. Wynn Davis is our engagement editor. Thanks also to Carlene Watson, Kara Tallow, Natalie Friedman-Winston, Steve Drummond, and Kenya Young. And special thanks to my co-host this week, Michelle Martin. I'm Ari Shapiro. We'll be back on Monday to answer more of your questions. Send them to us at npr.org/nationalconversation or tweet us with the hashtag NPRConversation. Voices, by the way, where some of you are listeners telling us what is making you happy this week. Hope you have a great weekend.